We're checking in with what's going on in the Chester County School District. Chris Kristoff is the public information officer, and he brings us the latest headlines from the Chester County School District. And good morning to you, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning.
We were just talking before the microphones turned on. We have been in school just 18 days.
Yeah.
It seems like we should be in the middle of September, close to the 1st of October by now.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way as well. I mean, it's really been nonstop since kind of like the middle of summer, and we really haven't, you know, taken a break or anything like that. So we've just been hitting it hard. So it should feel like we're closer to October, but you know,
the weather's helping with that a little bit too. It's not like super hot, so maybe we'll blame it on the weather, right?
Sure.
When in doubt, always blame the weather.
Blame it on the rain, you know?
A lot of that too.
Well said, yeah.
Throwback. If you know, you know.
Yes.
Chris, let's start with some safety measures, enhanced safety measures that are taking place in your three high schools in Chester County.
Yeah, so we've got new mobile metal detectors. Now, this is a new system that will be able to detect different types of materials. Weapon screening is pretty much what we're going for here. So this week, Louisville and Great Falls High School have started rolling out their screening processes for the morning entrances. So students, you know, they'll go through the line, they'll unpack their bags if needed, they'll remove their electronic devices from their bags, and then they'll just go through the detectors. It's a really smooth, easy process, and again, it just adds another layer of protection to make sure that we can do everything we can to keep you know, weapons or anything of that nature outside of our campuses. Chester actually started it near the end of last year, and it's been really great for them. So,
well, these young people will be able to navigate TSA when they go to the airport.
Oh, yeah.
So you're also preparing them for a real life skill for sure. Chris, was this brought on by any particular incident, or did data tell you that you all at the district this is something that we need to do?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, there is that trend, and you know, going around the country that you know, these types of incidences are occurring more and more often. So again, we just want to be proactive and you know, kind of head off any issues that may arise from not having that in place. So again, just adds another layer of protection, and you know, really, I think it's more of optics if kids were to see these types of measures taking place and that we are taking safety seriously, they may be less likely to bring in something that they shouldn't have in school. So
what has the feedback been like from the Chester community? Because sometimes when we see things like this happen, you get some pushback. I think it's great, as you know, a parent, I'm not in that district. But it just, to me, shows that there's a added layer of safety.
Absolutely.
And that y'all are taking the precaution to do that. So what's the feedback been like?
I read a few comments on social media. One of them said, "What took y'all so long?" So you know, we are getting there. We got a brand new director of safety just a year ago, and he's from a law enforcement background, and he's bringing in a lot of good ideas and a lot of things that we can change and implement. So we're working hard to really, you know, step our game up when it comes to safety, for sure.
That's great. And then you have a big event coming next week, September 4th. Yes, that's next week, at Louisville Elementary School.
Yeah, so mentioned it before on the show. We actually are adding an expansion to Louisville Elementary School to house the fifth graders. For a while, we've actually moved them out of LES into Louisville Middle School. And of course, that didn't go over too well with the community. They wanted those kids back with the elementary school. So we added a new wing to house them. And it was done actually slightly before school started. So, I mean, it went up pretty quickly. Building looks great. Kids are really excited. I was just there a week ago, and the kids were just excited to be in that brand new space. And I think it adds a new sense of pride and just a new sense of, you know, something new in the air, you know, for that school. So you could tell there was something a little different.
And something for the other kids to look forward to.
Right.
When they get to fifth grade, they get to go.
Absolutely. They can go in the new building, right? So No, it's exciting time for everybody, and we're looking forward to celebrating that with the community and with the staff as well. Next week.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be exciting.
Chris, it felt like yesterday we were there with our cameras and microphones the groundbreaking.
Big pile of dirt. Yeah.
So the fact it got completed as fast as it did.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
To those employees and those workers. Again, the ribbon cutting for the expansion over there at Louisville Elementary School will take place on September the 4th at 9:30. And let's wrap up with this grant that the school district has received. It's six figures.
Yeah. So it's the Stronger Connections grant from the Department of Education. That's $395,000. And that's to be utilized for the district to implement mental health resources. It'll allow us to hire three crisis management assistants, which can help in the event of an emergency situation or if a student's going through some sort of issue. This is another resource that they can utilize to really help them through a tough time. So we're waiting on additional information and direction from Department of Ed, but we're really excited about that, to be able to provide additional mental health resources for our students and staff as well. I know over the past couple of years, that's been a big drive for administration to provide additional support for mental health, because it's a big thing nowadays, affecting everybody. So to be able to provide that, and again, just another service that we're giving to our students.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Well, again, congratulations for you all to see what grants are out there, what you can apply for, and get some of the money that you need, and it doesn't have to come out of your budget. So
That's also a
bonus. Well, all right. Well, those are some of the quick headlines coming out of the Chester County School District. As always, you can follow along online on social media, and if you live in the Chester County community, you're not involved in the schools and you want to be, they will always take volunteers in so many different forms. Get involved with your school improvement council, your PTO or PTA. There's so many different ways to roll up your sleeves and make education that much better in Chester County, for sure. Chris, it's great catching up with you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.